supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
A lot of times, especially around the holidays, we sort of do the agree to disagree thing, where we just sit there and eat more mashed potatoes.
Exactly. Here's the deal. If I'm at a table and somebody makes an anti-Semitic remark and I don't say anything, how am I going to feel? How am I going to feel at the table with that person? What am I going to do with all of those emotions? The rage, perhaps fear? You know, is it healthy for me not to say anything? I think that person should be confronted. We have to learn as a culture to stand up when something wrong is happening. And we have to say something anymore. We cannot be passive anymore, especially these days. We don't have to confront with a clenched fist, because that's just going to make things worse. But with an open hand, you know, and even a curious mind, what goes into that statement? What's your thinking? What's your background with that statement? But ask it out of curiosity.
But do not let it pass unchallenged.
It depends on what you're carrying inside. You know, if somebody makes, like I said, that anti-Semitic statement, I'm not going to carry it inside. If somebody, though, makes a different kind of statement, I might keep it to myself. But if I'm deeply troubled by that, and I think a statement like that is not just harmful but potentially dangerous, yeah, I'm going to say something. I need to say something.
But you say it in a way that perhaps facilitates conversation.
Conversation, that's the issue. You make eye contact, you ask questions.
But a lot of people would say, well, how is that worth my time if that person is clearly a racist, bigot, whatever? Why should I be troubled to engage with them?
I just gave a talk on intolerance, fighting intolerance, which is a funny combination of words. But I said to the audience, how many people have been victims of intolerance and prejudice? And 25-30% raised their hand. I said, how many of you have had to bear witness? And now we're up to 60-70%. And I said, how many of you are perpetrators? And they thought for a minute, and almost all of them raised their hands. Honor your ignorance and educate yourself about the other person. It's going to do you a world of good.
And then you can still walk away.
Absolutely. My daughter has a sticker in her kitchen that says, before you judge someone, walk a mile in their shoes. And then if you still don't like them, you're a mile away and you have their shoes.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.